lots of information about these hymns at the bottom. You'll notice the words to this were written between 1628 and 1688. So we bring a lifetime, many lifetimes of wisdom this morning. I mentioned in my newsletter article the reading by Lynn Cox that began, "Come, you accidental pilgrims, you who find yourself on a journey of surprise and wonder. Come, you who emerge into this place as an act of liberation. You who seek a life of mindfulness and a place to test your thoughts. Oh yes, come, accidental pilgrim, who comes with heavy heart, rusty heart, heart broken open in revelation, hearts full of love to share." But, my friends, you are no accidental pilgrims today. What we bless and celebrate at the end of this service is no accident. For nearly 3 years, we have journeyed together to discern a new capacity to reach out to our larger community, to share with the larger world the values and commitment that we live internally. There is not one among you who does not know and support the right of each individual of whatever race, creed, or color to freedom and justice, and who does not know our world does not live up to that. In each of your hearts, knowing there is no place on earth that you would not be seen, for you would always see yourself, I know you have abundant love and an abundant sense of what is just and how we wish the world could be for all people. Our choir sang it this morning, our every breath gift of spirit, our lives in interdependence, a one flame of life bright within us, mysterious unity. These are words familiar and affirmed. And as Lynn Cox suggests at the end of her reading, this path for the accidental pilgrim, but more so, I think, for the intentional ones, will ask much from us. This path will ask much from us. Living an integrated life always does. The life that requires that our internal values are in sync with and find external expression, what Parker Palmer refers for us as wholeness, is a challenging path. It asks us to identify, like the anchor holders, our own anchor holds, and then put ourselves on display. I will confess that I find the idea of the contemplative life very alluring. I love beautiful things, but I'm not so attached to them that the idea of simple, spare space, quietly inviting, safe, and reflective, like that described in this morning's reading, does not sound absolutely amazing. And who would not like to have known Julian of Norwich, one of the most famous anchorites of the 13th century? All will be well, she insisted, with the confidence of her contemplative life, all will be well. One would miss the natural world, I would think. Perhaps a time of retreat is more realistic for us than promising one's life to a cell. But if you were to imagine just now an anchor hold of your own, and perhaps you have one, a physical space, an internal assurance, a connection with all that is, or some entity greater than yourself, what does it look like? What grounds you? What does it feel like? Is there a creek bottom that assures you of your hold? What steadfast and trustworthy experience connects you to love? Let's visit that place now. Thank you. Did you find your place? Your experience of anchoring, your ground of assurance? What we might call holy. If not quite there, perhaps you look again another time. Perhaps you look daily. Deep within the essence of love, it is there for you. And then this, a Mary Oliver poem that caught my eye several months ago. What I have learned so far, she calls it. Meditation is old and honorable. So why should I not sit every morning of my life on the hillside looking into the shining world? Because properly attended to delight as well as havoc is suggestion. Can one be passionate about the just, the ideal, the sublime, and the holy, and yet commit to no labor in its cause? I don't think so. All summations have a beginning. All effect has a story. All kindness begins with the sown seed. Thought buds towards radiance. Gospel of light is the crossroads of indolence or action. Be ignited or be gone. Be ignited, she says, or be gone. Well, our meditations must feed our actions, she insists. Be ignited or be gone. May feel a bit harsh, but on reflection, she's not saying how one must put passion to the creation of light, only that we should in some way. Even kindness, simple kindness, begins with a sown seed, for if we are not willing to act on its behalf, she challenges us. Is it real? Or merely suggestion, like the tree falling in the woods? In the resources about the theme of courage for this month's theme is a story about a woman seen on the beach, resolutely walking up and down and occasionally picking something up. An observer asks what it is that she is finding, lost or valuable objects, beautiful shells, glass, she says with an economy of words. It cuts the surfer's feet when they come out of the water. Terrible stuff. And on she goes. Some of us will write letters to the Department of Public Works in such an instance. Some of us would carry signs of warning, and some of us will pick up glass on the beach. Each will find their way to show their flame. We are in a time of great change. Friends. Daily we know this in the outside world. It's hard to keep up. And there is much that sets our minds to worry. And this place that you have loved and built is stretching and welcoming and reaching beyond the safety of these walls, which means that even within these walls, things feel different. There are more faces to see, more faces to love, really. And even the sounds are different, more creaking, more coughing, more singing, even in the non-singing spaces. And we must remember that silence is an internal phenomenon. We find the still small voice even amidst the cacophony of life, perhaps best amid it. This space is an anchor hold of love and community, rich with the life-giving force of hope, rich with the invitation to a journey of your soul, to better understanding, to wholeness and compassion, rich with the collective spirit of goodness for a world in need, rich with the energy of intentional pilgrims, rich with the rhythms of change that sometimes challenge us to remember the anchor that has held us, but trusting that, like the rock bottom of the creek itself, it is here. There is an anchor hold right here that assures us that we can welcome in and reach out there and not be lost. that sharing our love only multiplies its grace in the world, and that is our task. The anchor hold of community that is here reminds us as well, in the immortal words of Oscar Hammerstein, "A bell's not a bell till you ring it. A song's not a song till you sing it. Love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away." This morning, we will sing again together the words of the introit that our choir used to sing us into worship. And then we will travel quietly, I hope, channeling our inner anchorites, walking as contemplatively as we can manage to the space outside the porte cochere where we will bless and hang our flag and sing some more. Be reminded, friends, of the anchor holds that we find here: truth, compassion, spirit, and love. May they guide us always as courageous and intentional pilgrims. I invite you to rise in body or spirit.